VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. Tell us how you keep your business on eBay from taking over your house or not. Sherry had some really interesting tactics.
Isn't it fun to listen? You know, you're like inside her house.
Yeah.
And you compare it to what you do and what you don't do. And it's fun to hear what other eBay sellers do on a daily basis.
And sellers come up with inventive ways to overcome even the smallest of challenges. And each one can be a little bit unique based on their own circumstances. So we sometimes hear things that we would never consider.
Well, I agree. It was fun. And everybody wonders, especially women, I hate to be gender specific here, but women hate to give up their living room and their dining room, and they want it to look all pretty all the time.
Yeah.
So going out and getting that storage bin is very, very interesting. Okay, Marie, if you can't call us at 888-RADIO-30 for whatever reason, 888-723-4630, you can click the contact us on the eBay radio player and reach us like Maria from San Jose did. She's known on eBay as the Style Lister, Griff.
Yeah.
She said, "Hi, Griffin Lee. Really great radio show today. My question for promoted listings is when will it be available for individual items? I do not have multi items, only single items, so the credit isn't useful for me. Also, is that coupon for promotion credit, does it have an expiration?"
You know, that's a good question. I assume the promotional credit is like the other one that's every quarter. We announced as part of the update that, because that question comes up a lot, that stay tuned. We are planning to expand the promoted listings program beyond just fixed price, mm-hmm. multiple quantity listings, but maybe single quantity fixed price listings. So stay tuned for that.
Okay. Yeah. We will be staying tuned. Hi there. It's possible.
And I should know the answer to that other question. I'm going to go look it up while you ask this question.
Oh, it was a question I probably shouldn't ask over the air, but I will. Hi there. It's possible that voicemarketingradio.com could use an extra hand with bookkeeping as well as other accounting needs. Would you be open for us to give you a quick call? Oh, they used our contact us button to try to sell me something.
Well, there you go.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
There it is.
Griff, you want to go to page 15 of the stuff we sent you?
Nah, I don't.
It's kind of interesting.
Nah, I don't want to.
It was in the Tame Bay blog.
Oh, okay, I'll do it.
And it was adapted from a post by Royal Mail.
Okay.
And it basically is called Meeting the Demands of Today's Smarter Shopper. So we're going to learn what all the research has come up with lately about smart shoppers. So according to MasterCard's Omni Shopper Report, 82% of people believe they're smarter shoppers than they used to be. With more technology and information than ever before, they research to find the best deal and rely on the good reviews of others to endorse their decision. You talked about that earlier, Griff. As a seller, adapting to the traits of today's shopper is key. So why don't you do the first one?
Well, before we do that, yes.
Why don't you do the second one, what are they looking for?
All right. Well, I just wanted to say, part of the question that you asked was about the promotion credits being quarterly, like the shipping, you know, the shipping supplies. And they are. They're quarterly, and they expire at the end of the quarter.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now you can go.
So why don't you do down there where it says first of all, let's just do meet the multi-channel shopper. Because we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
That people generally, a lot of times when they're looking for something, they put it in Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
For instance. And that's why eBay is going to change the way things come up.
Yes.
And put it all together where they show every toaster.
Well, not every toaster in the world, but if it's a brand name.
Specific one, exactly.
That specific toaster, exactly.
Exactly. So why don't you talk to us about meeting the multi-channel shopper?
This highly informed shopper is adept at scanning different channels and like Google Shopping, and using a range of technology to discover and compare and learn. You know, they research products thoroughly to feel in charge of their shopping experience, and the more they can know about a product, the readier they feel to make a purchase, because it's all about comparison shopping. When asked to how technology has changed their shopping experience, 53% of people said they were comparing prices more, while 43% said that they were comparing different products more. It's more competitive than ever to sell. So understanding what matters to these shoppers is going to be critical.
So what are they looking for? Well, marketplace selling can often feel like a race to the lowest price. But what's interesting about today's shoppers is that price isn't the only focus. It's still important. People always want to feel like they're getting a deal, right? But equally, they want quality and convenience. And the experience you give your customer, from price and delivery to detailed product information and timely customer service, can make all the difference, Griff. According to one survey, 86% of buyers will pay more for a better customer experience.
And understanding what shoppers are looking for could give you that edge. Older shoppers want quality and price, while younger customers turn more readily to reviews and reputation to make their decision. Hit the mark on all, and you're on your way to winning new and repeat business.
Good reviews are marketplace gold. Griff, you could talk about that one.
Yes. If you're already a marketplace seller or just starting out, you'll know how important reviews are to your business. For the highly informed multi-channel shopper, reviews are a key decision maker in the buying process. In fact, 78% of shoppers make purchase decisions based on reviews. So what you can do to pull in the, what can you do to pull in those five-star reviews?
So for me, let's say when we were looking for a refrigerator, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a bad one. But anyway, we were looking for a refrigerator, right? First thing I did was I went to Sears. Online. Why? Yeah. Why did I go to Sears, Griff? Because my parents went to Sears, and because every time I've bought an appliance, it's been through Sears in my life. I mean, that's brand loyalty, I guess. I just always felt they were good. So I wanted to buy a refrigerator. First thing I did was Google refrigerator and a couple of the things that I wanted, a couple of the features that I wanted. Pretty soon I got down to like 100 refrigerators, and then I brought it down to 3. If you think that what we're telling you right now isn't true, I am a good example of it. The first thing I do is I learn about the product, then I look at reviews, and then I see where it's available. eBay is my first choice. That's why I shouldn't have brought up the refrigerator. I didn't buy a refrigerator on eBay. But eBay's my first choice for smaller items, you know, things that aren't like a refrigerator, for instance. So these people are doing a lot of research sometimes, Griff, before they even come on eBay.
That's right.
They already know, you know, what's up. So why don't you talk to them about encouragement?
Well, you know, everyone wants encouragement, you should encourage rather than insist. There are ways to build loyalty and encourage a good review, and an effective way is to offer your customers more value, such as a discount for their next purchase, free shipping for first-time buyers, or a free tester with their order.
Making the best of bad feedback. In the life of a marketplace seller, bad reviews are bound to happen at some point. The best way to deal with a bad review is to see it as an opportunity to improve your service. Be timely. The quicker you send a friendly, well-written, and timely response, the more your customer knows you care about their problem. Listen well and learn from your customer's experience. You may realize you've overlooked something about your product. Updating your listings with useful information will make you better for the future. And to speak more on that, Griff, you have talked about in the past how sometimes or often when the buyer is not happy, it's often the fault of the seller. Isn't that correct? You've made a mistake. You haven't described it right.
Not always, but sometimes, yes. I mean, I think the first reaction to anyone, hey, let me tell you that someone criticizes me, there's a little part of me inside that
of course.
My dander gets up, of course. But it's not personal. It's just somebody's experience. And I look at it as an opportunity to actually turn it around. And, of course, we talk about this on eBay. When it comes to negative feedback, the best thing you can do is to respond with a very professional and friendly apology and expression of concern that the buyer has a good experience. This will help your business more than 10 good feedbacks in a row. Because, look, buyers aren't fools. They see negative feedback. They say, hey, it happens. They'll look at your thousands of positive feedback. If you think they go through each one, they don't. They look for the negatives because they want to see what happened. But more importantly, they want to see what you did. How did you respond? And if you respond with a polite, friendly, I'm so sorry your experience with us wasn't good, we'll do our best to make it up for you, or whatever, and, you know, in that
they should not be afraid to admit a mistake has happened.
And it says to your potential buyers, I'm a good guy, and even if I make a mistake, I'm here to help you, as opposed to what some sellers do, which is go right for the jugular and will say something like, stupid buyer didn't read the listing. Blocked. Sad.
Loser.
And you know what that does? That might make you feel good for a minute. You've just put up a public signpost that says, shop with me and I'll insult you.
Exactly.
And guess what?
Doesn't work.
It does not work.
You know Absolutely. What always wins, Griff?
What wins?
Great service.
Great service.
Always wins. The best way to rake in those good reviews is to offer a great product at a great price with reliable delivery.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, this Open Doors phone, Open Door.
Yeah, it's an Open Door segment. Come on in.
Stamps.com. We'll be back with our last segment of eBay Radio right after this.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
We're always on the lookout for interesting and relevant eBay Radio guests who can help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with your fellow sellers, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com, click on past episodes to get to the archives, then click on Be a Guest at the top of any archives page and fill out the web form. We'll get back to you ASAP and maybe see you on the radio soon.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 399.
Successful eBay sellers have certain things in common. Shauna Champion is from eBay for Business. She recently wrote about it in the eBay for Business blog. One of the things she says stands out is
they over-deliver, and this ties in for eBay sellers mostly to customer service. A little extra something. Just yesterday on eBay for Business, we posted a picture of somebody covered in packages, and I noticed that on her eBay packages, she had a little note on the outside that said, thanks, and then the person's name, and then she signed it. Just a little extra,
a little extra
personal touch. So they over-deliver.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by VStock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
Griff, before we do our event calendar.
Yes, we do.
We got an email from Regine in Cave Creek, Arizona.
Yeah.
Known on eBay as Holidays and Memories.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important to put UPC and SKU on every listing. I search the internet using UPC and SKU to compare prices all the time. I use my smartphone to scan product codes to look for the best deal as well as product reviews.
Oh, what a smart shopper.
Yep, so we need to let eBay sellers know that people are looking by those codes.
Well, yeah, some do, but the vast majority don't.
That's true.
Right.
But still, some do. Need to keep up to date. Right?
Up to do, yes, absolutely.
Okay. And for our listeners in France, which we do have some.
Ooh la la.
eBay France has announced some changes to their fees and seller offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Private sellers will now receive 150 free listings per month, regardless of the format used. Private sellers who have a classic boutique, that's what eBay stores are called in France, will now receive 250 free listings per month, regardless of the format used, and the subscription price for a classic boutique remains unchanged at €19.95 per month.
Ah.
Okay, what do we have on the event calendar?
Well, it starts right away because tomorrow, March 8th, the Colorado Springs eBay Sellers Group Meetup will take place at the home of Herbs Crafts Gifts in Colorado Springs. It starts at 1 p.m., it goes to 3 p.m., and it's going to be a potluck luncheon meeting. Everyone, please bring a dish to share. The topic they'll discuss is a variety of subjects, including managed promotions and promoted listings, and I'm sure the update will come up.
So what would a Griff bring to a potluck?
It depends on the mood I'm in, but it would either be little chicken, Italian chicken cutlets that I make as finger food, which everyone
loves. Oh, that would be good. Everybody likes that.
Or I haven't made these in a while, but I love to do it. And I made these for a party once and no one ate them and I was so sad.
What are they?
They're these little Puerto Rican Dominican, like empanada meat pies. They're called pastelillos.
I love them.
Oh, they're fantastic.
I was married to a Puerto Rican.
And I had, our best friends as when we were kids,
mm-hmm.
our families were friends, with a family in, Moorpark in Simi Valley, the Rivases. And she taught the mother, Camille Rivas, fantastic human being, taught me how to make these once because I loved them. So I make them as she did. And
put a little thing of sour cream next to them and people will eat them.
That's what I tried.
And no they didn't eat them. I'm surprised. Well, meanwhile, down in Central Florida, I'm sure if you went to the Central Florida e-commerce sellers group meetup with your dishes, they would love them.
I know they would.
And their meetup is taking place tomorrow, March 8th, 6:45 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. Sons of Italy Lodge number 2441. It's a pub in Deltona, Florida. And the topic is using WorthPoint and to value and price your art, antiques, and collectibles. And the speakers will be Will Seipel and Director of Reselling Robin Levin.
On March 9th, the Raleigh eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at the Center for Excellence at Raleigh, North Carolina. This is March 9th. That's Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. The topic will be taking great photos to boost your online sales, plus live demos, plus Q&A, and attendees will receive a discount on shipping supplies. Plus, there will be a cool Bubble Fest swag box. $5 per person helps defray the cost of our exciting location.
Then on March 10th, which is Friday, at 6:30 p.m., ends at 9:30 at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. It's the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup in the topic, interviews with successful group members.
The Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will take place on Thursday, March 16th at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Worth Point headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. The topic will be a roundtable discussion of the 2017 Spring Seller Update.
Oh, I'd like to be at that one. How fun.
Me
at
too.
The Worth Point headquarters. Weren't you there once?
No, I've never been to the Worth
Point
headquarters.
Oh, you haven't. Okay. No. On March 18th, eBay Oklahoma Sellers Group meetup via Skype. When? Saturday, March 18th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the topic is social media marketing. Did it increase your sales? And I want to tell you that if you come on our site and you, on the archive site, and you click on the title, eBay Oklahoma, it tells you where it is and has a neat little map and stuff on all of these.
Gives you all the details.
Yeah, we got time for a couple more, Griff.
March 21st, the SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen. On Tuesday, March 21st, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Ciravello's restaurant. A review of the 2017 Spring Seller Update with Jim Griffith, Dean of eBay Education and host of eBay Radio via Skype.
On March 25th, eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meetup is happening.
Ooh.
From 6 to 9 p.m. at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver. And Will Seipel and Robin Levin from Worth Point are going to be there.
Boy, do they get around, because the next day...
The next day...
The Colorado Springs eBay Sellers Group meetup will happen again. The location is a private home, so you'll have to go to their meetup page to learn more. It'll happen at 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. And guess what? It's a visit from Worth Point with you-know-who, Will Seipel and Robin Levin.
And again, if you're on our archive site, all you have to do is click on the title.
Yeah.
And it shows you the map and everything.
That's right.
On how to get to their house and the whole bit. So this is a good one.
Could be easier.
Well, Griff, it was a great Tuesday. We had a lot of good content today.
It certainly went quickly.
It did go fast. Lots of good content, but we'll be back on the air Thursday as usual.
We will. This segment was brought to you by BeStock Sourcing. As Lee said, join us this Thursday, March 9th, 2017 for Ask Griffin Lee, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Asian Nations. Global food for thought.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.